Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, in this exciting narrative of Superman's most unusual adventure, Clark Kent tells how he almost perished in his effort to save Jimmy Olsen on the planet Utopia.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, they say that time flies. And you know, nowadays, when you're busy rounding out your collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep, why, it seems like time flies with the speed of Superman. Why, almost before you know it, you're close to having all 18 buttons in the series. And it's mighty exciting and loads of fun, too. Exciting fun when Mom opens a new package of Pep to see which button is inside. Maybe Cindy, or Vitamin Flintheart, or Superman himself. And thrilling fun to exchange duplicates with your pals, too. And doggone wonderful fun wearing all your Pep comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And there'll be lots more fun, too, because something new and exciting is coming along soon. So you better get busy on your collection, gang. Finish it off. Better remind Mom right now that you're in the market for plenty of Kellogg's Pep. That's how easy it is, you know. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these prizes anywhere. But you get a comic button in every package of Pep you open. And you get some grand eating, too, because these whole wheat flakes are loaded with that sunny, golden toasted flavor. Crisp and fresh and tasty as can be. A swell breakfast dish. That's the Sunshine Cereal Gang. P-E-P. Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. As you know, Clark Kent has been assigned to write a feature story on Superman's most unusual adventure. Let's join him now as he continues to recall his experiences on the planet Utopia.
Unable to free myself from the terrific force of gravity on Utopia, I tried to stall Jimmy's execution by assuming the guise and garb of Clark Kent. And it seemed to work. But Zaram, wily regent of Utopia, tricked me by placing Jimmy in my cell and eavesdropping on our conversation. Apparently, Zaram heard enough to make him suspect that Kent and Superman were one and the same, and to prove his theory, had me brought out into the palace courtyard. There, he was about to hurl a powerful explosive at me, when suddenly a deep rumbling sound rose and swelled as the ground trembled underfoot. Alarmed, Zaram's captain of the guards called out,
"You hear that, sire?
Gigantic cracking. What means this?"
"I fear, sir."
"Yes, speak."
"I fear our planet is beginning to shatter and fall into eternal space."
"It cannot be. My astrologer, my scientists, they said it would not happen until 5 days hence."
"Well, here it is, like it or not."
"What shall we do, sire? What shall we do?"
"Wait. The rumbling is diminishing. The ground shakes less.
Perhaps..." "Oh, but we'll grow worse again shortly, sire."
"Then I must see my astrologer at once. I go to my council room. Fetch me my astrologer."
"But what of this earthling Kent, sire?"
"Leave him here. Hurry! My astrologer!" "Well, speak up, Master Astrologer. What say you? Why does this rumbling and cracking come now, 5 days before your forecast?"
"Well, sire, it would appear I made a slight error in my calculations."
"You hear that, Captain Teller. A slight error, he says."
"I regret that, sire. But after all, I am but an astrologer. I can read the mysterious forces of nature, but I cannot control them."
"Nor can you accurately read them, stupid dolt. Much wealth I gave you for your knowledge and advice. You agreed it was safe to begin my invasion of the Earth on the day after tomorrow. Now we are lost."
"Now we cannot even save ourselves. We, sire, you and I must perish too."
"No, Zaram. There is one way you can yet save yourselves and your warriors and proceed with your invasion of the Earth as planned."
"Tell me, quickly."
"Listen carefully, sire. As you see, it is now but a few laps revolutions beyond 9 o'clock. At exactly 11 o'clock occurs the moment in solar time in which your space shells can travel to the planet Earth."
"What good is that? We shall be dead long before. Why, at any moment, Utopia will break apart."
"Who says that, Captain Teller?"
"Two of our men of science. They told me how 100 years ago, when the last disaster occurred, it struck within 1/2 hour after the first great rumbling and cracking.
Yeah, that is true. But this time, I know definitely that disaster will not strike until between the hours of midnight and 1 o'clock of tomorrow morning.
Now, certain of that?
I am quite certain, sire. I assure you that disaster will not strike until a good hour after you and your warriors depart for the earth.
It is not true. It cannot be true.
I swear I speak truth.
You seek to deceive us.
Wait. Perhaps he does speak the truth.
But the scientists say...
They could be wrong, and my master astrologer right.
I am right, sire.
There may still be time for me to proceed with my plans, to launch my warriors and my secret weapons in the waiting space shells.
I assure you, there is yet time, sire.
Good. Captain Teller, give the order for my warriors to assemble at the space shells.
One moment. I have remembered something, sire.
What is that? Quickly, time flies.
Superman, if he has escaped to his home on Earth, he may foil our invasion.
I do not think he has escaped.
How can you know? Did he not disappear from the cell where we found the Earthling Clark Kent?
I say I do not think he has escaped. I would I had time to make sure by proceeding with my experiment on the Earthling Kent. However, we must take the chance. No time can now be lost. Give the order for my warriors, Captain.
At once, sire. But what of the two Earthlings, Kent and James Olsen? And of the traitorous Anthar and Poco.
I have a fine plan for them. A fine plan. Come, I shall disclose it to you on the way, and you shall have the pleasure of carrying it out.
Easy, Jim.
Prisoners Anthar, Poco, James Olsen. Fall out beside the Earthling Clark Kent.
Gee whiz, Mr. Kent. What's going to happen to us now?
Don't worry. Everything will be all right. I hope.
Oh, friend Clark Kent, this can't be true. Just this morning I saw you.
In Metropolis, I know. But look, Poco, please trust me and don't ask any questions.
Oh, and I needed aid. You did your part. Now I'll do mine with all my heart.
Good. Oh, if I can just... break loose.
Gee whiz, Mr. Kent. With you held down like this and Superman not here, I'm afraid it's all up with us. But good.
No, it's not all up yet, Jim. Not yet.
Silence, prisoners. Now hear me. By the orders of Regent Zoram, you will remain in this courtyard, from where you may witness the departure of our warriors to the earth.
Huh? What's that?
I was afraid of that. Oh, if I could only get loose.
The departure of our space shells will take place at 11 o'clock. And the bright moonlight will afford you an excellent view of our takeoff.
Mr. Kent, you hear that? He says they're going to invade the Earth tonight.
Yes, I heard him.
Listen further, prisoners. Shortly after our departure, this planet is doomed to be shattered into eternal space. And you will be shattered with it.
What? Oh, no, it won't. Anthar said we had 5 days yet. Hey, Anthar! Anthar! Anthar, what are you shaking your head for? Why don't you say something?
Well, Anthar grieves in silent pain. He has no heart to speak again.
Mr. Kent, why don't you say something? Usually when we're in a bad spot, you think of something.
I can only think I've got to get loose in time to stop Zaram.
Well, how could you stop him, even if you could get loose?
I know a way.
You do? Well, what is it? Tell it to us. Maybe we can...
No, only I can... Wait! I'm gaining. I'm gaining a little against this heavy gravity, but it's slow work.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
If only Superman could know, how will our winds of fortune blow?
Not even Superman can help us now, Poco. The force of gravity would hold him down, too, just like it does Mr. Kent.
No, this time I tell you, James, my friend, this is the dark and bitter end.
As the rumblings and grinding noises that signified Utopia's doom increased in intensity, I continued to strain and struggle against the force that held me rooted, helpless, almost willing to admit that this was indeed the end for Jimmy and for Superman.
In a moment, we'll return for a startling climax in today's episode of Clark Kent's story. So keep listening.
You know, gang, you'd feel mighty disappointed someday soon if all your pals were rounding out their collections of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep And you weren't pretty near to getting all 18 buttons, too. You know, you'd kind of like to be the first to sport the whole complete collection on your jacket or your dress or cap. And, of course, you want to be in on the fun of swapping duplicates with your pals, too. And every single one of these Pep Commie buttons is a doggone smart-looking that, well, you don't want to miss a single one. You want the Little Moose and Pat Patton and Superman and all the others. So right now is a pretty good time to remind Mom to get you some more of that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep, so that she'll be all ready when I bring you that exciting news that I've been hinting at. Yep, you get your comic button collection complete. Now, you don't have to send it any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy these prizes anywhere, but every time you open the package of Kellogg's Pep, look for your comic button inside. And say, you better look for some mighty good eating, too, because Pep is a super delicious breakfast dish. Every crispy whole wheat flake is loaded with that golden toasted sunshine flavor that hits just the right spot on a spring morning. So ask Mom to get you plenty of P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now back to Clark Kent's exciting story of Superman's most unusual adventure.
Buildings toppled and mountains crumbled as the planet Utopia continued to disintegrate. And still the terrific force of gravity held me in its vice-like grip, while time grew shorter and shorter. Suddenly, the sound of a gong was heard from a point nearby, cutting clearly through the noise of destruction.
Hulk, what do those gongs mean?
No, the time grows short. The hours have gone by. Within a few minutes, we shall die.
A few minutes?
Yes. Oh, endless sorrow. Oh, boundless woe. Our lives have but a few minutes to go.
Mr. Kent, what do we do? What do we do?
Oh, I'm afraid it's no use, Jim.
Oh, no.
I can't budge.
Mr. Kent, look. A big crack's opening in the ground near us. Mr. Kent. Mr. Kent. Poco, what happened to Mr. Kent?
Oh, one moment he was here. But then there was no trace. Well, I fear he's vanished into space.
Oh, no. Mr. Kent. Mr. Kent.
This is the end. Farewell, my friend.
Poco, I'm falling.
Faster and faster, with great grinding, shattering rumbles, the huge gash in Utopia's surface widened further and still further. And then as I hurtled into space, the bulk of the planet tore completely away, bearing Jimmy Olsen, Poco, and the now unconscious Anthar with it.
Don't fail to hear Clark Kent's thrilling climax of Superman's most unusual adventure and the beginning of a new and exciting story. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Snap, crackle, pop. Say, that's a swell song to hear at the breakfast table, isn't it, gang? Means that your bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies is crisp can be. Means doggone good eating. Why, these golden bubbles of oven-popped rice are so fresh and crisp, they snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk. That's why those famous little elves, named Snap, Crackle, and Pop, are around so much these days in cartoons and on the Rice Krispies package to remind you to ask Mom for the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.